Are you delighted to be through in the, into the next round?
Yeah, of course, because we had we struggled a bit, more than a bit, on Northern Ireland. So, therefore, it was a great result for us. And, yeah, the Linfield squad, the team was struggling also here, but finally we made it. And we're really happy to go to Kazakhstan.
It's a long journey there, isn't it?
they say so, but on the other hand, it's you would never go there on vacation. So I get to have the opportunity to go with my team, which is great.
What did you think of Linfield over the two games?
I heard about like they had a manager for 17 years, and now Mr. Feeney took over the team, which is a great team. I think they're like they have a lot of courage. They're brave, and they also, especially at home, try to play the ball. And they really, really hurt us quite a bit over in on Northern Ireland. But today at home, we're good. We're good. So they have an exciting season coming up, I think.
And yourselves, what are your targets for the rest of your season?
We're second in the league right now, and we play at home on Sunday. So, you know, you always think of the next game to win there. So, top three is with our young squad is what we should end up on. And now we sold a striker to Real Madrid, and we sold our midfielder to Serie A. So, of course, it's people are buying from us, but still, we hope to have more youngsters to play.
On behalf of Linfield, thank you for the terrific hospitality here tonight and last night, and indeed in Stockholm, and all the very best for your next round in Kazakhstan.
Thank you. I heard that you came to Stockholm quite early on Monday. I hope you enjoyed the stay, and I hope you go home and feel strengthened by your game today anyway.
Thank you.